Middle School Personal Finance, Chapter 10 Storybook.
The Rider's Risk.
Leo and Maya stood proudly in the sunlit park, their new bicycles gleaming. Leo's was a bright red mountain bike with thick, knobby tires, perfect for adventures. Maya's was a sleek blue hybrid, built for speed and long, smooth rides. They had both spent the entire summer mowing lawns and walking dogs to earn them. Their friend, Chloe, circled them, admiring the shiny frames.
"Whoa," she said. "They're amazing."
At the bike shop, the owner had offered them something called bicycle insurance. He explained it was a way to protect their hard-earned bikes from financial risk. Leo had just laughed. But Maya listened carefully, taking a small pamphlet. From behind a tall stack of tires, a sneaky, shadowy figure named Risco watched them, a wicked grin spreading across his face. He loved it when people ignored risk.
Later, sitting on a bench, Chloe asked,
"What's financial risk?"
Maya thought for a moment.
"It's the chance that something bad could happen that costs you a lot of money," she explained. "Like if your bike got stolen, you'd lose all the money you worked so hard for."
"That's where the insurance comes in," Maya continued. "You pay a small amount each month, called a premium. It goes into a big pool of money with everyone else's premiums. If your bike gets stolen or wrecked, the insurance company uses money from that big pool to help you replace it. You transfer the big financial risk to them."
Leo rode up, overhearing them.
"A premium? No way. I'm not wasting my money. I'm a careful rider, and I have the best lock you can buy."
He patted the thick U-lock on his bike's frame.
"I'd rather spend that money on new headphones."
Unseen by the friends, Risco slinked out from behind a tree and silently followed Leo.
A week later, Leo locked his bike to the rack outside the comic book store. He checked the lock twice before going inside. The moment the door closed, Risco shimmered into view. He didn't even touch the lock. Instead, with a snap of his fingers, he caused a delivery truck to back up carelessly, crunching the bike's frame with a sickening groan before driving off. At the same time, Maya was riding home when a sudden thunderstorm erupted. A powerful gust of wind sent a heavy tree branch crashing down onto the path right in front of her. She swerved hard, tumbling to the ground as her bike skidded into a metal fence, bending the front fork. Risco, perched on another branch, tipped an imaginary hat. Leo was heartbroken. The bike was ruined.
"It's going to take me all year to save up for a new one,"
he told Chloe, his voice trembling.
"All that work I did this summer, it's just gone. I lost everything."
The financial risk he had ignored had become a painful reality.
Maya was also upset, but she remembered her insurance plan. She made a call.
"They said it's covered,"
she reported to her friends later.
"I have to pay a small amount for the repair, which they called my deductible. But it's only $50. The insurance company's pool will pay for the rest of the new fork, which costs $200.
A few days later, Maya was riding her perfectly repaired bike. Leo watched her, a lesson clicking into place in his mind.
"So your small premium transferred the big risk," he said slowly. "And your deductible was just your small share of the cost when something unexpected happened."
Maya smiled.
"Exactly. It's not about being a bad rider. It's about being smart enough to have a backup plan for when Risco decides to show up."
Previous lesson. Back to course. Next lesson.